Yeah, we have heard this week the Optus hack. About 10 million people being affected by this hacker who got all the data from Optus and then said, hey, give us $1 million in some weird cryptocurrency or we're going to release this data to the dark web.
And the thing is, not just current Optus customers like myself and producer Snooze and millions of others, but also about 4 million previous customers like you, Ducko.
Yeah, like I got an email at 12:01 this morning saying I'd been breached, and I've been with Optus since the end of 2019, maybe 2018. Yeah.
So it's bizarre. Yes. It's kind of scary. What the hell does this mean for Optus customers and previous Optus customers as well? We go to Trevor Long, our resident tech expert from EFTM.com. Everything for the man. Trev, good morning to you. You must be the hardest working person this week talking about this
outside
stuff.
Of Optus's cybersecurity team.
Yes. Oh, I mean, seriously, Trev, for the couple of days it's been going on now, where are we at with the Optus hack? What does this mean for people like Ducko who got the email or a text message saying, hey, sorry, your data's been compromised?
Well, you know, we're talking about probably 11 million accounts here. We're talking about the most personal information, date of birth, address, and in many cases, driver's licenses. And critically, as you've said, we're talking about people who are not just today. From I believe it's around May 2017 through till now.
Right.
Now, that means it's a lot of people who probably didn't think they were affected, which is why you have to keep an eye out for that email from Optus, which will tell you. It's outrageous that you only got that email last night, Nick.
That's
considering they told us already that they have completed contacting people. But the thing is, the alleged hacker who asked for $1 million in cryptocurrency on the weekend has now recanted that and said, no, I'm sorry, it was really bad, I should never have done this. But we can't assume that that's actually the only hacker, or is the hacker. We have to assume that other people exploited this same flaw, because see, hackers, they love to get excited about this stuff. There are some reports that there was Optus data on the dark web, which is a whole other world of pain, as early as the 17th of September, which is before Optus say this attack occurred. So bottom line, your personal details have been exposed and you need to be hyper vigilant from this point on.
So from these details, I don't fully understand, Trevor, what can happen as a result of somebody having my passport number, my license number, date of birth, my name and my address. What can somebody who purchases that on the dark web do with that information?
Apply for a credit card, 10 grand, go and buy a couple of MacBooks, and then default on that loan. And then you can't apply for credit for years because you've got a big black mark against your name, which is why Optus is offering, if you reach out to them, they're offering you a kind of identity protection, and that will allow you to monitor for that kind of activity. But the other risk, and it's just as big, is scams. You know, the emails we get now, the text messages we get now, the phone calls, they're sometimes very obviously scams. But if someone rings you, texts you, emails you, and knows things like, oh, your driver's license number, and they say, it's due for renewal, click here, and you see the number, it's your date of birth is correct, it's all good, you go, oh, it must be right.
Yeah.
That's going to lull people into a false sense of security. It's called social engineering. It happens. It's the number one way hackers get through to people. And it might not be me and you, but it could be our elderly parents, our siblings who don't care about this stuff. We've got to talk to each other about the fact that this is how they're going to get us.
Don't click on LinkedIn emails. I didn't even think of that stuff, Trev. I mean, we've all had, you know, scam Facebook accounts. Sadly, a lot of radio personalities around the country had these things, but they were, you know, spelling mistakes and there was clear errors in and Photoshop jobs and people were still passing over credit card details. So you can imagine if I was to message someone and go, hey, it's your driver's license number, and you go, oh, well, they've got sensitive information. This must be legit. I will click through.
And that's
really
exactly
scary.
It. They lull you into believing that they are who they say they are by using. So when this data was leaked on the weekend to prove who this bounty hunter was, this person wanting the ransom, I rang some of the people in the list to confirm that they were real Optus customers. I got to tell you, the response is staggering from people who you say to them, listen, I'm really sorry, this is a weird thing to call. I tell them who I am, and then I go, is this your date of birth? Is this your driver's license number? It does set you back on your feet and you go, hang on a minute, what? How do you have this information? And so imagine that in the hands of someone who isn't being nice and someone who has plans to scam you out of cash.
So, Trevor, I forwarded you my email that I got. So for people like me, right, say, haven't been with Optus for a while, and I got the email and it says, no financial information or passwords have been accessed. The information which has been exposed is my name, date of birth, email, phone number, and or address associated with that former account. No ID documents, numbers, or details have been affected. Is that a generic email? Or is that...
So there's two types, or at least two types of emails. Yours, which says no ID documents have been affected.
Yes.
That's the kind of good one to get, if I can be honest.
Great.
The other one is your ID documents, such as driver's license, have been affected. So for me, I got one saying, yep, we've got your driver's license details. So mine said ID documents, such as your driver's license or passport number, are included.
Oh.
And weirdly, on your document, it says no ID documents are included, and it's in bold. In mine, the most important thing, which is that ID documents were included, was not in bold.
Oh.
So, you know, and I was only a customer for 1 month in 2020 when I was testing the new 5G iPhone.
Oh,
so,
geez.
You know, this is the challenge, is you've got to read that email clearly to know how affected you are, and the most affected are the people who've lost their ID documents. But still, date of birth, address, and name is a good start to identity fraud.
Yeah.
So we've heard that the people who are most affected are getting, this is a quote from Optus, a free subscription to identity protection. Is that effective if you're compromised? And how does it work?
Definitely. That's such a great plan, and I commend them for that. But it's only for 12 months. Your identity lasts forever, so I don't know how they think that's good. Because someone can apply for a credit card in a year from now. So that needs to be 2 or 3 years. And Optus needs to pay for that. It's going to cost them billions.
Absolutely. And then, Trev, just on another note about the documentation, I was reading yesterday that you can't get a new driver's license. You know, you issued one and that's it. But now Perite has said, all right, no, you can go get a new driver's license number. Is this correct?
That's right. So the Minister Victor Dominello announced yesterday you could do it. If you've got a digital driver's license in your phone, it'll immediately update and the new card will come in 10 days. And you can keep the cost of that, and Optus has agreed to reimburse it.
Okay. All right. So you might have to fork out, but they'll reimburse. Go get a new driver's license.
Correct.
Read that email clearly, though. Read it clearly.
And then the first point of call if people have been hacked is what? Get in touch with Optus, Trevor, and get that security.
That's right. Go via the Optus website or app. Don't click any links in any emails about this topic ever.
Okay.
All right. That is the message. That is the takeout. Do not click links.
Do not click any links.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And check your super, I'm told. Check your bank details, your bank
accounts. Yes. Monitor for suspicious behavior. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Trevor Long, EFTM.com, mate. Thank you. We know you're very busy. Thanks for coming on and sharing that with us.
My pleasure.
There you go. At least I got the better email to get.
Yeah, true. With some things in bold.